Let's go to God's Word. God's Word today. If you're saying, I'm bored, he's talking about prayer. Shut up, okay? I'm awful, ain't I? I'll get your attention one way or the other. Prayer. We started last week, and I'm going to finish this today. We'll talk about it. Prayer. Why pray? I've been made to pray. Say that out loud. I have been made to what? I don't know why you pray and why you do. You were made to pray. God made you in his image. He made you in his likeness. You have a mouth. You have a conscience. You have a heart. You have emotion. You have a spirit. Your spirit can be broken. Somebody can look at you crossways. You can expect them to treat you a certain way and they don't. God made you like you are. He made you in his image and his likeness. He made you to pray. I've been made to pray. I'm not good enough to pray. Hush your mouth. It never was about that. It's about the way he made you. And we want to do that. We want to talk about it today. We want to learn a little bit. Now, last week, let's go, Raj. Thank you, buddy. Last week, he's got a scripture for us, and we'll just roll. I'm going to ask you to do that a good bit today because we're going to make it through all this. Here's just a scripture we're going to share right off the get-go. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Just keep pushing me, buddy. Last week, I gave, the whole sermon was on point one. I just stopped, rested, just talked about it. And sometimes I'll do that. But pray, why do I pray? Why do we pray? Say that out loud with me. Because God longs to what? And say that yellow with me. He wants to hear from us. You're like that, ain't you? Somebody you love? Don't you want to hear from them? Yes or no? Amen. Well, I love them, and I never want to hear from them. It's crazy. We were made like him. So if we have people that we love, and we're thinking about them, and we'd like to hear from them, that's the way he is. Because you were made like him. Y'all hear me or not? You're made like him. He wants to hear from you. Revelation 3:20, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That was the verse the preacher preached the Sunday I got saved and my mama got saved. It's a great verse. It's a great verse. It's a great verse for prayer. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus speaking. If any man will hear my voice and do what? Open the door. I'll come into him and I'll have supper with him. And he with me, or she with me. See, Jesus wants to have supper with you. What's supper look like? It looks like prayer. Prayer is how we have supper with Jesus. Okay? How many like to go out and have some meals with people? You like that kind of thing? Y'all like that kind of thing? I love it. I can do it all the time. I do it every day. Every day I'm eating with somebody. And not just my family. A lot of times it's people that aren't my family. Always eating with people. Very seldom do I eat alone. But even if I'm in a restaurant eating alone, I like it sometimes. Not that I'm alone, but there's other people in the restaurant. I'll talk to them. How you doing? How's that over there? What you got? I've been known, if somebody says it's good, they'll say, you want some? Absolutely, I want some. I'll get up over there and I do that. I like that. Because you know what? I was made in his image and his likeness. And he likes that. He wants to have supper with you. So he longs to have some time with you at what I call the dinner table. God wants to talk with you. Jesus told his disciples when they had forsaken him and fled, he went after them. And he had some coals of fire for them. And after his resurrection, and he said to his disciples, come and dine. Would you come and spend some time with me? That's what prayer is, okay? So God wants this. He said, come and dine. That's what he told his disciples. So we gave that whole message last week on that this is what God wants. Is that clear now, yes or no? We were made to pray. Say it out loud. We were what? I don't know if I've ever heard anybody tell me that. I was just thinking about it. I was made to pray. Why do I pray? Because you're spiritual. No! I pray because I was made to pray. You just like to talk. Well, I do like to talk. Made a living at it. But I'm telling you, He wants to hear from us. Y'all hear me or not? Well, I'm no good. Listen, you ever had a kid in trouble? And the kid, you were worried about him? And the kid called, and they were in trouble? Maybe you didn't like the trouble they got in, but at least you knew they were alive. And they called you for help. How many of you had a kid in trouble that called you and you were there for him? Let me see some hands. See, He's there for us. We're like that because He's like that. You're not better than Him. I love my kids, but God don't love His kids. No. See, you get that from Him. Amen? So let's keep pushing. Now let's talk a little bit. We're going to push it on. Now this will be good for us. Here we go. Now Roger's going to help us. He's going to keep me moving. Why pray? Well, because God wants to hear from me. Why pray? Say that out loud with me. Because it what? I want you to say that. I want you to get this one down. Because it what? It connects us. It commits us. It engages our faith. Prayer engages my faith. Well, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I mean, that's beliefs and that's great. But when you pray, it's like putting your faith into gear. I'm engaged. This train's moving now. I am connected to Him. When I pray, I have a connection with God. Did you hear me or not? You're speaking to the Lord. You're speaking to Him. You're talking to Him. It might be tears. It might be happiness. But I now have got this thing going. Okay? So it secures our faith. Listen, faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. See? But when I pray and I talk to Him, He is so pleased with that. You're talking to me now. You're telling me about what you need or hurt in your life. Or you're telling me about something that happened that's good. You're thanking me for that food that you got right there. You're letting me know that I matter to you and that you believe in me. It's not just something I do on a Sunday. That's pretty cool, ain't it? Say, come on. For he that comes to God must what? Believe that He is. And He's a what to those that come to Him? He's a what? He's a rewarder. So prayer secures my faith. Prayer shows me, not other people. I ain't caring about other people, what they think right now. About me and God praying. But just shows that I have something that's real. You hear me or not? God is real to me. Say that out loud. God is what? What will other people think? I don't give a hoot. It's all made up in your mind anyway. What other people think? What does he think? I made you. I care for you. I love you. Talk to him. And when you do, you'll start to see, wow. This thing's moving now. My life. This burden I have. I've got somebody to talk to about it. Him. Keep looking. Faith comes by hearing. hearing the word of God. And I believe that with my whole heart. So much of what we see in the scriptures and things that we know from the Bible, when we pray, it becomes alive. Okay? So it secures our faith. God speaks to us through his word. Say that out loud with me right there. We speak to God through what? I prayed this morning. Prayed in a truck. I prayed before I got in the truck. Okay, I had some coffee this morning and a donut. You don't thank God for a donut, do you? I thank God for that donut. And also, was also a chance early this morning for me to confess my sin and shortcoming. You understand? Before I start my day. Okay? You say, do you sin in your sleep? Probably. I'm serious. My brain never quits. And some of the things that I even dream, I'm like, oh, that's not good. Y'all hear me or not? You have a bad preacher, I'm just telling you. So when we pray, listen now, we talk to God when we pray. But look at this, when we pray, what happens? It secures our faith. It engages our faith. So I'm a Christian, but when I pray it, something starts happening. See, when I pray, we're what? We're what? Encouraged. See, now the engine's running. Boom, I'm getting encouragement. We begin to have what? Confidence in God that he hears my prayers, that I'm going to make it, that I'm not alone. Now something's happening because I'm praying. Amen. We experience the reality, okay? The evidence of God through answered prayer. Does that mean I'm getting everything I want? No. No, but he is listening to me. He's hearing me. It might be what I needed was not what I thought, but was something else. It might be what I needed was his love and his encouragement. But something's happening. Prayer ain't like playing basketball. What does that mean? I'll just pray. I'll just throw it up and see what happens. That's not a relationship. Guys, now God can handle your basketball prayers. He can handle it. But he would like for you to talk to him and just be you. He sees everything about you. He knows everything. You might say, well, what do I pray if he knows everything? You might get something out of it. Know it all. No, it might be nice. Sometimes when you come to a mom or a dad, they knew the situation before you even told them. But it sure helped you to get it off your chest. Okay? They were ready, standing ready to help you, but they wanted you to get to the place where you could maybe stand on your own two feet, but they were there ready to help you when you needed it. Prayer is important. Y'all hear me or not? Come on. God says yes, he says no, or he says what? Not right now. But God answers my prayers. I prayed this morning in the truck. I prayed that the music would be fantastic. Was it yes or no? Yeah, thank the Lord. You want to thank the Lord. I know you do. I prayed for the folks that are serving. I thank the Lord for them. Why should I do that? Why shouldn't I just get here and just come right in? That's ridiculous. That's not being nice. I ought to pray for these people. You hear me? You know what I prayed for them before today? I just prayed they'd know they were loved. Everybody's serving. The people that are actually doing a lot of work to make all this happen. And I also prayed that they would be encouraged one with each other as they talk to one another. Because you know when you're working on a little team, you know, you're talking stuff. I just want that for them. I mean, this is just prayer. And God is answering those prayers. You hear me? I prayed none of you leave lost today. I don't want you to go to hell. You've come this far to Fellowship Church. Jesus loves you. He gave his life for you on a cross. He died and rose again. He died for sinners like me and you. You don't have to go home without the Lord. You hear me? And I expect that he's going to answer my prayer. You hear me? So why pray? It's pretty important. It secures my faith. So before I get up here on stage on Sunday morning, this train's already left the station. And I'm already, you might say, do you roll out of bed like, I know, I roll out of bed like you do, mad at the world. Hurting from one end to the other. And people think I'm on pills. You're on pills. No, I'm on prayer. You hear me? God's good to me. Say that out loud. God's what? He's good to me. Did you know when you say, Lord, thank you this and thank you that, and you're so good to me and I appreciate that. You don't have to be bowing your head. It's a relationship. It secures your faith. It shows you you're saved. It shows you, oh, I can't believe I do this. I'm a big old guy. You know, been mean as a snake at times in my life. And look at me now, talking to the Lord. It just shows that I believe what He says. You hear me? Don't mean I'm better than somebody, I got it all figured out. No. But it personally means the engine's running and I'm moving somewhere in life. Amen? Good stuff. Why pray? Because it sets, say that loud, because it what? Sets us on the what? One more time. Because it what? Sets us on the right what? Unless you just think you got it all down, you're just smart enough to figure out everything. I still struggle. I still sin. I'm prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. But when I pray, it sure helps me. Jesus said, not my what? Will, but thine be done. He said that in the garden. Jesus prayed, but you don't need to. You know why Jesus prayed? Because he loved his Father. He loved his Father. He and the Father are one. But when we pray, it shows ourselves. It shows him, but it shows us. I love my Father. I love the Lord. Not because of what I do, the list I keep or my hair or dressing up. No. It shows me, you know, I actually do love him. Y'all hear me? Come on, sets me on the right path. He went a little further. Jesus did fell on his face and he prayed, saying, oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Say that last part. Nevertheless, not as I what? But your what is you will, Lord. Amen. The steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord. And he delights in his way. Though he fall, he'll not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. How many have been in some deep trouble, deep ditches in your life? Can I say something? I'm talking about some deep stuff. But you know what? How many say, but even though maybe it was my fault or somebody else's, but you know what? I knew the Lord was with me. Anybody want to raise their hand? I knew the Lord was with me. See, it's just good stuff, man. It helps us on the right path. I've been young, now I'm old. But I ain't seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And I'm talking about myself. I've never been forsaken by the Lord. Personally, I have not. I have not seen Gary Clark forsaken by the Lord. I have not had to beg for bread. I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. Why would I not pray to him? Why would I not have a relationship with him? He's been good to me. I've been bad to him. Y'all hear me or not? He's ever merciful. He don't need my mercy. I need his mercy. See how prayer works or not? Talk to him. He's ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is what? How many would say, that is me, Pastor. I am blessed. See? Talk to him about it. Tell him. And many of you probably do. I'm just talking this morning. This could be a seminary course, but we're trying to not make it boring. I can seek and understand God's heart on the what? Issues I face. That's true, man. I can go a million miles an hour. And I'm halfway smart. But boy, when I pray, I can see with his word in me and me being focused like that, I can see his perspective. You hear me or not? And a lot of times it's what I was thinking. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it's a little bit different. Prayer really matters. It really matters. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I love this scripture. Psalm 27:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a what? How many life's been spooky for you? I mean, it's been, you can't even figure it out sometimes. Lead me in a plain path. Which way am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? Help! It's okay. Talk to him. Okay, keep looking. So we're learning about why pray. We're making good progress. Why pray? Why pray? So far as far as I'm concerned, I quit right now. And you can go, out, good, we did good. I ain't quitting. Be quiet. You know why I pray? Because it settles me. Prayer settles me. I'm a nervous wreck sometimes. I got problems. And I kid about it sometimes. People think I've got Tourette's or they got this or that. Whatever I've got, he's got me. It's okay. He made me like I am. I didn't smoke something to screw my brain up to get the way I am. Just in case you were thinking that. No. So anyway. No, I'm me. It settles me. It lightens our burden. Say that blue with me. It helps us with what? How many would say that is one of the major things prayer does for you? It helps me with my worry, my anxiety, and my stress. Did you know when I used to have problems as a young preacher, I would call mama. 919-895-5789. I ain't called that number in 33 years, but it's still up here. I'd call mama. And wouldn't it be that mama would send me money? No. Mama had a way. I could cast some of this burden in my heart, my stress, my marriage, my struggle, whatever it might be. I knew mama would keep it in confidence. And mama always wanted the best for me, not the worst. Mama would never hurt me. Mama would never hurt me. Mama would never take from me. When I lost mama, I lost my biggest fan. And I bet you some of y'all feel the same way. What do you do when you don't got mama? You got him. The key would be nice to learn that you got him before you lose mama. Amen, say. But if mama's helping you when you pray and when you know the Lord and you can talk and do some of the things we're talking about today, when mama helps you, you start to realize, well, that was God helping me through mama. Amen, say. It's beautiful. So who do you call on when you're so stressed out? Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. For they'll soon be cut down like grass, and they'll wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you'll be fed. Say verse 4 with me. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean everything you want, he's going to give you. No. As you start to pray, as you start to have this relationship with him, as you start to talk to him, like we've talked about, you'll see the things that you think down deep start to change. What mattered to you doesn't matter like it used to. You'll start to see clearer. You'll start to see value differently. Are you listening or not? He will start to give you different desires. Different desires. If your desires were very sinful, which I've certainly struggled with that, he will help with those desires, and those desires can change. You hear me or not? Say. How many were hurt in a marriage? Badly hurt. Can I see your hand? Badly hurt. Badly hurt. Badly hurt. It's not easy to stop when you've been hurt just stop caring for that person and start over with another life. That's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. But God has helped me. Does that make any sense to like four people in the room? Because if you ain't been there, I'm sorry, you ain't been there. If you ain't been there and you put all your eggs in a basket and your basket got thrown in your face and all you had was just broken eggs and you had to figure out your life, I'll tell you what. And you can't go back and you can't do what you want to do. And I tell you what, you need some help. Well, see, God is my helper. Amen. Y'all hearing me? I think I like what I'm saying. Sometimes I have to be the only one that encourages myself. That's not true. I'm lying. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust in Him. And He'll bring it to what? He'll bring it to pass. Maybe not yes, not no, or maybe not right away. And maybe when He brings it to pass, oh my gosh, it was totally different. And it was a lot of work on you. A lot of changing you had to do. But you realized, even though you didn't want to change, you did. And it was okay. God's a great God. It takes time, too. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Push me, buddy. I love this scripture. I'm talking about prayer. It can settle you. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. There's something about that. When I can't fix it. And my pride is hurt. Well, that's a perfect place for me to be. To call on Him. He don't want me to be proud anyway. Y'all hear me or not? Say. My brother says this. I love his quote. Terry, he'll be here in a few months. He says, humility is a good thing. It doesn't matter how you get there. I've got there through hurt. How many would say it was life and our situation that humbled me in my life? Anybody raise a hand? I didn't want it. Well, take that situation to the Lord and in your humble state. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God and He'll lift you up. He'll exalt you in due time. Verse 7 is one of my favorite verses of the Bible. You should memorize it. It should be on your refrigerator, on your phone, as your saving page that opens up every day. Cast all your care upon Him, for He what? Cares for me. Nobody cares for me. That's not true. This is what prayer does. You understand? It settles me. Wow. I can get up in the morning before Sunday service a nervous wreck. Not because of so much my nerves. It could be that, but it could be just problems that I've got. Stuff weighing me down. I got to come in here and talk to you people. But I'm always amazed how when those guys get in the truck and pray with me, I can come out like gold. I could come in here. I'm not faking it. I don't come in here and fake. But sometimes I do have to lay down certain things and pick up this thing. But God helps me. He settles me. He uses you to settle me. I love you. Through prayer, He's helped me to love you and calls me to love you more. Prayer's a beautiful thing. I don't know if you're getting it or not. I love this. And it's not that I'm better than you because I pray. That's ridiculous. I'm the biggest sinner I know. It allows us to trust Him and not be what? How many would say, I've been so overwhelmed in my life at times? Anybody raise their hand? I'm so overwhelmed. I talked to somebody yesterday. They lost their son. It's been 10 years. They're so overwhelmed. They're so overwhelmed. My heart breaks for them. They're so overwhelmed. And they just hurt. And it's easy for us to say, well, you just need to get over it. You're not them. Be quiet. People hurt. I don't know why people hurt different ways. But I sure am glad we can pray. I'm glad I don't have to be like you or you like me. I can talk to my dad because he's my dad too. You don't have a monopoly on him being your dad. Amen? Come on. So that we may boldly say, say this verse with me. It's another great verse. Say it out loud. The Lord is my helper. I'll not fear what men will do to me. Is that a great verse? Come on. Say it out loud. Boldly say, say it with me pretty loud right now. The Lord is my what? You can do it better. Don't you just scream, some of you. Come on. The Lord is my helper. Get out of my house, Satan. You're not my daddy. Get behind me. The Lord's my helper. I can boldly say it. Prayer is important. You can pray like that too. You can pray loud. Not to be seen of men. But if you're in your house and you're going through crap, I think it's quite fine to raise your voice if you need to. Fine with me. I do it. The Lord is my light, he's my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Come on. Good stuff. For in time of trouble, he'll hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he'll hide me. Say that last part. He shall set me on a what? How many of you been in life and, buddy, you couldn't find bottom? You could never. I mean, your feet were shifting and it was just crazy. Anybody want to raise their hand know what I'm talking about? Man, I couldn't find bottom, man. I couldn't find solid ground. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is what? Is sinking sand. See, you get that through prayer. Through prayer. It settles me. Hear, O Lord, when I cry. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. Answer me, Lord. Number five, I got to quit. Why pray? That's all on me, making it late. It slows me down. Prayer slows me down. It's like a stop sign. Okay? It helps me not be knee-jerky. And I'm a very knee-jerky person because I can go from one thing to another. A task to another task. I'm good at managing. I manage 5 people, 7 people one time. You do this, you do that, you do that, you do that. And I can just keep moving. I'll go get what you need. And I'll come back and help you and see what you got. If I'm not careful, I can live my life like that. And I can make decisions, even if some of them are good ones, but I can be knee-jerky and then turn around and really regret that I didn't take time to stop. Stop signs are important, but guess what I do at stop signs all over Inglewood? Take a wild guess. I roll right through them. I roll through stop signs. I mean, I ain't saying it's right. I was with the police last night. I'm going to get a ticket. But you know what I mean? It says stop, but I'll do it. Have you ever seen me do this to Kobe? Roll through a stop? Shut up. Okay, here we go. Anyway. But no, I'll get there and it'll be almost stopped. Maybe I'll just keep on going. I know y'all don't do it. You're saints. But if we're not careful, that's how we can live our life and pray. Instead of stopping, we just roll through life. When he wants to take prayer, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man that brings wicked devices to pass. It slows me down. That's that stop sign. That's why we have stop signs. It means what? I thought it meant roll through it. Come on. And it gives us a chance to do what? It does. That's what prayer will do, to give you a chance to look both ways at situations. Is this making any sense to anybody other than me? I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I'm strong enough. I can handle it. Maybe you could be stronger. Maybe you don't know what's coming, and you're going to need more strength than you think you need. Wait on the Lord. Number six, I'm done. It's a miracle. Why pray? Say it with me. Because it allows us to see ourselves as we. And Raj, I'm going to go through these pretty quick. They're all F's. Who am I? I am frail. It allows us to see ourselves as weak and sickly and That's what prayer will do. I ain't got all the answers. I don't have the cat by the tail. I hurt. Watch and pray that you enter not temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. Another F. It lets me see myself as I really am. I am fearful, Lord. I'm fearful. I can be strong out here. But when I pray, I can be me. I can be myself and say, wait a minute, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I've had to say, I don't know if me and Kim are going to make it, Lord. I don't know if we're going to make it, Lord. You shouldn't say that. How about you be quiet and I'll talk to him? I cast my care on him. He cares for me. Hey, maybe I'm feeling that way because I'm the one, not her. You hear me or not? And actually, we're in a pretty decent place right now. But we might not always be. Y'all hear me or not? I'm fearful. Fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear, respect, reverence him that's able to destroy both your soul and your body. And where? Hell. Keep looking. Keep going, buddy. Fear of the Lord is beginning the wisdom. We are also, another reason we can see ourselves, we are what? When I pray, I realize I am. I think a good lesson for y'all, you can do what you want to do. I didn't used to say it. I've learned it as I got older. I'm the biggest sinner I know. Say that out loud. I'm the biggest sinner I know. I think that would be a great lesson for every one of you in this room. Instead of thinking somebody else is worse than you and you patting yourself on the back on how good you are, I think it'd be a good thing for you to realize, whether you know it or not, you are the biggest sinner you know. You don't know other people. You don't know the hearts of other people. But you do know your heart. But the Bible says you don't even know your own heart. Does it say that? Because it's desperately what? It says your heart's desperately wicked. I just think it's pretty neat when you pray. It starts to help you realize I'm fallen. Amen? I can't stand people that pray for other people and gossip in their prayers. You know, old sister so-and-so, she done this and that, and you know, this and that, and this, good grief. And then you get on the prayer chain and tell the other ladies, you know what she done to you. It's ridiculous. Pray for people, but pray for yourself, man. You hear me? Come on. If we confess our sins, he's faithful just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I'm late, I quit. I got to. Roger, quit, man. Whosoever called by the name of the Lord shall be saved. Roger, another F. We are what? I realize that when I'm praying. I'm forgiven. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. Forgive us our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And here's the last thing I learn about prayer. It lets me see me as I really am. I'm family. When I pray, I realize I belong to him. I'm family. He'll never leave me. Prayer's pretty important, isn't it? Let's thank the Lord for his word today. We're done. Amen! Come on!